當然我未今日喺今日嚟講，而呢個切斷嘅源頭咧，喺今日寧田海方案好，即係小田海方案都好咧，其實切斷源頭呢個方嗰、那個價錢咧，都係一樣嘅啫，都係要擺落去嘅。如果今日唔切斷嘅源頭，又係一樣咁多。切咗嗰個填海嘅又係咁多，唔填海又係咁多，所以切斷嗰樣嘢咧係事在必行。呢兩呢、這個係一個一個一 個, 一個兩兩個兩個級嘅價錢去衡量呢個價錢嘅時候咧，我相信兩邊都應該要擺呢個價錢入去。究竟嘅源頭係乜嘢咧？我其實我都有問過一下，不過我就到今日都唔係好了解。咁我相信，兩個工程師，我相信一定可以有一個已經有一個好個好具體嘅或者一個好詳細嘅資料咧，係佢哋喺邊度嚟嘅，或者係點樣截斷佢。咁我亦都希望咧，就係話，呢個亦同呢個同保護海港冇關係。我自己身為另外帶來另外一種自己嘅工程師，我亦都希望咧就係話。應該要盡快做咗佢呢一樣嘢，因為其實呢個係令到個海港係好邋遢，即係盡快呢個樣嘢，其實已經拖咗好耐好耐。咁我想補充就係咁多，多謝。
多謝你，工程師會聽住呢啲意見啊。嗱，咁我嘅記錄上話，陳生同埋阿李小姐，咁我想確定一下咧，其他委員咧就即係基本上你哋係表達咗你嘅意見啊。咁即係我哋同翻阿陳生同埋李小姐， okay. 好阿 Kim， 多謝主席。從整體上嚟睇咧，就呢三張圖咧，除咗嗰個命名之外咧，即係基本上我睇唔到有咩概念性嘅特別大嘅差異，因為基本上大型嘅項目嘅都會喺曬度噶啦，尤其是啲碼頭啊、郵輪碼頭啊、運動場啊、醫院同埋主要嘅路網，都係基本上都係差唔多。咁就係、是。在意見來說，對於我們看法就是首先我們想問一問我們自己，首先是這一階段 的概念想達到什麼目的呢，什麼目標呢，是不是希望其實這三張圖已經去到 很詳細的 land use plan， 用地規劃圖則的了。是不是希望公眾在這麼仔細的圖則上面三個選一個，一個是再希望聽取多啲公眾嘅意見，從整體個規劃嗰個情況嚟睇，係聽多啲意見咧，收集多啲建議啊，亦或係點樣咧？咁呢樣嘢我諗我哋要去再諗一諗咯。如果你係咁仔細嘅圖紙嚟睇咧，就市民只可以揀一個兩個咁樣揀法咯嚇。咁我知個呢啲係我睇法，我亦希望咧就局方方面可唔可以用啲比較上係粗線條啲嘅形式去示範呢啲咁嘅概念，令到大家係增加嗰個創意性同埋嗰個吸引佢哋係更加俾佢更加多嘅發揮空間去諗嚇。咁換言之咧，就呢三個方案咧，就希望會有其中係有啲係將個運動場係拎走，或者係將個郵輪碼頭拎走嚇。等三個方案係有唔同嗰個表達方法。有不同的混合，咁呢個樣嘢先至係有等到市民大眾有多一啲嘅空間去諗，去創作嚇。呢啲呢樣嘢，我諗係成個精神嗰個就主旨喺呢度。我哋希望咧，亦都係將呢個而家現有規劃咗嘅用途用地咧，例如好似係咪醫院啊，有啲公屋啊，同埋啲其他啲設施係定咗嘅，係唔變嘅。是豁開呢個諮詢範圍入邊，就唔好俾市民一個錯覺。喂，我哋點解會每張圖都有呢樣嘢？但係呢樣嘢已經係定咗嘅話，我哋就唔變，我哋就剔出嚟，就唔好俾佢有一個假象啊！即係你喺嗰個空間入邊，你唔可以玩嘢嘅嚇。咁亦都係減少呢個誤會。喺路網方面咧，嗰個規劃嚟講，我直接睇到咧就係一個好大問題，就係呢個係好 obviously 有一個 engineering lead traffic。traffic lead 嘅，咁就將嗰啲所有嘅嘢咧就劈開曬，就純粹係方便呢個係佢哋嗰個流量嗰個設計。我相信咧就係喺 道路規劃咧，必須要服從呢個整體規劃嗰個精神先得。咁、啊、如果以而家調轉嚟咧，那個思維咧變咗係會有好大問題，會有一個本末倒置嘅嗰個情況出現。咁就係、是、至於係區內入邊嘅片區入邊嗰個嗰、那個高度咧，就似你一大笪咁樣嗰、那個高度，純粹用一個劃一高度嚟一高度控制咧，係一個好大問題。你又見到好即係類似地曬翻係呢個太古城咁啊，一刀切嘅平頂嘅。一個係形體嘅形體設計，呢個方面咧就我哋希望就係可唔可以喺中間夾雜一啲比較上係唔同高度控制嘅用地，可以令到成個使用會見到係比較上係有啲活力。而至於喺路旁方面嗰啲美化綠化帶咧，咁希望同呢啲咁嘅休憩用地咧就係、是。用不同顏色的表達出嚟，變咗就唔好令到啲市民就誤會咗點解啲路包住你，叫我點做呢個休憩用地咧？點樣去呢？就好似紅隧出嚟嗰有個公園仔，那個公園仔就係呃人嘅，就是、平日就得一兩個人去，嗰兩個人咧仲喺度，仲健在嘅。咁即係希望佢繼續仲喺度啦。即係周邊包住咧就有好大量嗰啲咁嘅死氣係圍繞住嘅。咁呢樣嘢係一個。好唔實際，好唔係脱離規劃嗰個社群嗰、那個嗰、那個關係。另外咧，就喺片區同片區之間嘅聯繫，同埋嗰個係關係係冇一個好明顯嘅表示出嚟。尤其是你就係好多時就除咗俾路劈開之外，就變咗好多啲係啲綠地啊，係分隔開，變咗係各有各。各自成一角嘅一個組團嚇、啊，變咗嚟講呢個設計就變咗係對於整個社區嗰個關係嚟講就係脱節咗。另外就講到就係避風塘嗰個污染問題啦，就係、是、亦都希望係唔好誤導到市民，因為一打風嘅時候呢、這個所謂 marina 嗰樣嘢就係、是、係可能已經唔 work 嘅啦嚇，咁呢樣嘢就會唔會係？令到其他啲水上居民啊，會有個錯覺話，佢哋係攞咗佢哋塊地，或者話攞咗個水上面積係做到其他嘢咧咁樣。咁呢、這個另外講個水質嘅問題，亦都係牽涉到有個水上噴泉嘅時候，希望當時做嘅時候嗰、那個啲水質係 OK 啦。如果唔係咧，如果啲水質你令到人哋有皮膚病啊嗰啲咁樣噴到吹到有皮膚病咁，呢啲係邊個個負責咧？咁呢樣嘢亦都要係關注嘅。路網方面，我諗希望就盡量係以簡單嘅形式去處理，就唔好就係一個一大抽咁樣一嘅，即係如果你簡化到又駁到好啦，如果佢駁唔到嘅時候，點樣去簡化佢咧？咁呢樣嘢最主要係從頭去考慮下佢咯。啊，咁就大致上就咁多。
好，咁啊，李慧玲小姐係最後。
係，多謝主席。咁其實我就想就即係總體嗰三個概念圖咧，就有少少嘅意見。咁我記得開始嘅時候咧，主席就提過，即係而家呢個規劃上邊嘅用，即係而家有嘅土地咧，我哋就應該減少咗大概三分一啦。咁啊，人口咧就我睇翻咧concept A、B、C 咧，其實concept A 已經係最可以 accommodate 最多人噶啦，就有128。咁其他嗰啲咧就應該有一半到啦，6萬啊7萬咁樣。咁其實我自己會有咁諗啦，我會從一個尤其是舊區居民嗰個心態去諗。頭先啊 ，Iris 就好開始咧，就攞咗黃埔花園嗰、那個居民咧嚟做一個比喻，佢就話係黃埔花園咧就大概3萬。3萬個居民，咁我自己就係resident 嚟嘅，咁我諗即係而家我當 plan B、plan C 啦，咁即係兩個黃埔花園嘅居民咧，就可以住到我頭先猛咁睇個圖啦，就可以有咁大個 area 嘅面積咯喎。咁我記得咧，即係我自己嘅即係經常服務區域，除咗
黃埔自己住之外，土瓜灣啦。咁我自己住喺黃埔咧，我都覺得其實我比土瓜灣嘅居民咧就已經幸福噶啦。土瓜灣嘅居民咧就仲擠迫啦，大家都知道。又或者甚至係啟德沿岸嗰啲居民咧，就即係都住喺一個比較擠迫嘅地方。咁啊，大家如果有留意咧，附近嘅區域咧，其實好舊噶。咁有啲甚至好出名，大家知道十三街嗰啲一路咧，居民都要求重建。咁而其實其中有一個聲音咧，就是、大家都好希望可以有一個園區個安置，而大家都好希望咧喺啟德呢塊地，即、就、係、是、一個咁大嘅市區用地裏面咧，會預留一啲嘅房屋嘅單位。咁即係我就其實好想問一下咧，即、就、係、是、當時我哋做呢個 plan 嘅時候，嗰、那個人口嗰、那個即係其實有冇一個數據去支持而家究竟呢個 area 我哋應該 accommodate 幾多人咧？即係有冇睇過附近區域嗰啲規劃，又或者佢哋舊區重建，其實實質個需要嗰、那個數目咧？因為我自己覺得當然啦，即係我哋有郵輪碼頭啦，我哋有體育場地，我哋歡迎全港市民嚟呢度。咁但係即係實際上住喺度嘅咧，就原來係兩個黃埔花園咁大嘅居民。咁啊，你都要睇同周邊嘅環境嘅配合，尤其是一啲真係好舊嘅區域嘅時候，咁究竟居民睇落會唔會變成一個特區咧？咁我自己就好希望即係喺呢方面知多少少資料。咁啊，另外就係、是即係如果睇翻顧問公司嗰、那個用地嗰個比例嗰個圖咧，咁啊即係。我都當然希望啦，我梗係亦都支持就係話，即新嘅規劃冇理由就起翻以前舊區咁高密度嘅住宅啦。咁但係即係其實喺嗰個準則方面咧，譬如咁 district and local open space 就佔68%，即係個比例都幾大。其實其實當時嗰個安排咧，其實有冇個嗰、那個、那個概念嘅咧？我想了解多少少啫，唔該。
好，多謝大家委員嘅意見啊。剛才李慧玲小姐提出嗰、那個市區重建嘅需要咧，咁我記得亦都係第一階段裏邊我哋做公眾參與嘅時候，即係好多居民提出嚟嘅意見。咁我覺得咧就委員提出嘅其實雖然有啲係以問題嘅方式去提出啦，咁但係即係其實佢裏邊個 point 咧都係一點嘅意見，咁係可以促進公眾繼續去即係喺我哋第二階段公眾參與裏邊咧去進一步對呢幾個概念去進行一啲意見同埋去互相交流。咁所以我就建議咧就規劃署未必需要對每一點咧係作一個回應啊。咁反正咧我哋去做公眾參與嘅時候咧，我哋亦都唔係咧話即係公眾提出意見我就每一點都去答佢，而係我哋收集咗啲意見之後再試下點樣去綜合啊。將呢幾個概念圖咧，去搞好，成為一個即係可以有共識嘅一個發展方案嘅圖啊。咁但係喺呢度咧就我想特別提出一點咧，特別強調，特別係趁傳媒同埋公眾仲喺度嘅時候咧，咁強調翻一點咧就即係大家用嘅字眼啊。我哋而家呢三個咧係概念圖嚟嘅，即係英文就係 concept plan 啊，就唔係方案啊，即係唔係 options 啊。咁因為方案咧就要揀一個嘛，咁但係概念咧就俾幾個概念俾大家，咁你可以咧係中意個概念裏邊嘅一啲元素嘅，但係就完全三個都唔中意都得嘅，咁所以即係希望大家報道嘅時候咧就比較掌握得清楚啲，因為呢一樣嘢就甚至係我哋專業人士咧有時都好容易噏錯嘅，即係大家都見到即係就算我哋自己委員咧都唔係咁容易，即係成日都噏得清楚啊，咁我哋而家講緊係三個概念圖啊，即係 concept。我建議咧就我哋由於好多意見咧喺公眾參與嘅時候，我哋可以期望咧係會再出現嘅，所以不如我哋去討論一下公眾參與嗰個過程啊。咁換句話講，即係進行下一項嘅議程。咁想Iris 同我哋講下咧，而家嘅計劃係計劃成點樣？咁即係孫先生講。咁同我哋講下計劃點樣去做法呢個公眾參與。
多謝主席。咁我哋好高興喺度介紹下我哋嚟緊呢兩個月喺第二階段公眾參與計劃入面咧會做啲咩嘢。咁其實咧一踏入十一月咧，其實咧嗰、那個成個 鋪排咧就非常之緊湊嘅啦。我哋嘅工作上咧都密鑼緊鼓啦，咁準備迎接嚟緊呢兩個月咧不同嘅參與入邊嘅一啲 events 啦嚇。咁啊喺進入呢啲細節之前咧，我哋首先跳翻出嚟睇下我哋成個研究嘅過程，或者成個嘅公眾參與計劃嘅過程咧，其實都係分咗三個階段嘅嚇。咁第一階段咧，其實就喺上一年嘅年尾咧就完結咗。咁嗰個主要嘅目標咧就係想整合公眾對於啟德將來發展同埋規劃嘅期望嚇。咁我哋希望喺一定程度上咧達到咗呢一個嘅目標啦嚇。咁而家到第二階段咧，咁我哋頭先已經向委員匯報咗三個嘅概念圖，咁亦都好多謝主席咧一再提醒大家咧，就係呢啲係啲概念圖啦，並唔係一啲方案嚟嘅。咁喺概念唔同嘅概念圖入邊咧，其實咧都有咗好多唔同嘅概念喺入邊嚇。咁大家咧睇我哋嗰、那個呢、這個公眾參與嗰個摘要嘅草稿嘅入邊咧，其實都睇到咧，我哋而家除咗話三個概念圖之外咧，個別嘅概念咧亦都有一定嘅篇幅去介紹。咁目標咧，亦都想公眾咧，就係話唔好有個錯覺，就係話喺概念圖之間咧三減一，而係咧喺唔同嘅概念咧，大家咧都係有一定嘅好處啊、唔好處啊，或者概念之間大家嗰個互相嘅關係係點啊、整合係點啊，都好歡迎咧公眾喺各方面俾意見我哋嘅。咁然後咧，我哋喺第二階段收集咗公眾嘅意見之後咧，就會翻去再做一個整合。咁到時咧，亦都有工程技術上啊，例如關於呢個啟德呢、這個啟德名渠進口道嗰方面嘅研究啊，亦都有多啲資料嘅時候咧，我哋就會整合出一個第三階段嘅所需要嘅一個初步發展大綱圖嚇。咁希望喺明年嘅時候咧，可以再同公眾見面咁樣。咁我哋而家講翻第二階段啦，其實咧，我哋咧就會計劃咧喺11月9日咧，就會係第二階段嘅公眾參與咧，就會正式展開嚇。咁當日咧，我哋會係上去城市規劃委員會嘅一個公眾會議嗰度咧，去簡報翻我哋成個規劃嘅進度啦。咁啊，同埋匯報翻我哋將會向市民大眾咧係徵詢啲邊一方面嘅意見咁樣。咁啊，同日咧都會有一啲傳媒嘅發布會啦，咁等大家市民咧有機會知道呢一、這個參與過程嘅開始。咁然後咧到第一個大規模嘅論壇咧，就會喺11月19日做嘅嚇。咁、呢個論壇呢個地點有啲特別啲咧，就係、是、會喺翻呢個啟德跑道尾現時一個高爾夫球練習場嘅位置嘅跑道末端嗰度去進行嘅。咁啊，呢個係一個全港性嘅一個公眾論壇啦，咁係歡迎全港市民嚟到參加了解多啲我哋而家規劃嘅情況啦，同埋俾出佢哋寶貴意見咁樣。咁我哋都秉承第一階段有做嘅，就係話因為我哋其實這個啟德呢個發展嘅範圍咧，嗰、那個地方咧其實都好大嘅，同周圍鄰接嘅地方其實亦都有三個區議會。咁我哋同上次上一階段一樣嘅，就係會每一個區議會嘅範圍入邊咧，都會做一個地區性嘅公眾論壇嚇。咁係等到唔同區議會區範圍入邊嘅市民咧，都可以好就腳咁樣好方便嚟到參加我哋嘅論壇啦，俾出佢對於啟德成個發展又好，或者對於佢自己居住周圍嘅關係嘅意見咧，都好歡迎佢哋俾我哋。咁其實咧，頭先咧，大家委員同埋政府咧，都花咗好長時間講一啲比較專題性或者技術上嘅問題。咁其實我哋都相信咧，市民大眾咧對呢一方面咧，亦都好有興趣，想深入啲去睇個別嘅發展嘅方案啦，同埋一啲技術嘅問題。咁所以咧，我哋咧而家暫時咧就定咗有有三個嘅專題嘅公眾論壇嚇。咁主要咧係會講翻。個多用途體育館啦、遊輪碼頭啦，同埋呢個啟德名渠進口道嘅問題嘅嚇。咁呢嘅以上講嗰啲咧，都係歡迎公眾各界人士參與嘅。咁而咧喺成個過程11月至12月呢個過程入邊咧，其實咧我哋除咗呢啲咁嘅公眾嘅盛會之外咧，我哋亦都會去個別嘅委員會啊或者議會啊作出簡報。譬如呢、這個各區議會啦、交諮會啦、環諮會或者各專業嘅團體咁樣。 咁我哋嘅目標咧就希望經過咗呢兩個月收集到意見之後咧，到一二月，即係出年2006年嘅一月至到二月咧，我哋可以整理到市民大眾俾我哋嘅意見啦。咁亦都會係可能會做一個啟德論壇嚇，呢個啟德論壇二其實亦都係話秉承翻上一次第一階段我哋完成之後咧有一個啟德論壇一。咁樣咧，係同市民大眾咧一齊咧去再睇一次究竟嗰、那個發掘到嘅意見係咩嘢啊？咁樣整理咗之後咧，咁大家可以分享到咁。關於發放資料嗰方面啦，咁啊頭先有提過呢、這個九號嘅傳媒簡介會啦。咁我哋其實今日委員都得到一個草稿嘅，其實個公眾諮詢嘅摘要。咁到時咧就到正式開始嘅時候咧，就會有個定稿俾市民去參閱嘅。咁另外我哋會做緊好多預備工作咧，就包括製作一啲展覽嘅展板啦嚇，咁可以等市民可以更加直接睇到嗰個我哋嘅唔同嘅概念啊，或者概念之間嘅關係啊咁樣。咁網頁嗰方面啦嚇，互聯網我哋一路都有個啟德規劃研究嘅網頁，咁我哋會盡快去更新，包括翻呢幾個唔同嘅概念大綱圖嘅入面嘅概念咧，都擺翻上去一啲基礎嘅資料啊，擺翻上去咁俾市民參閱。咁最後咧就係嗰個實際同埋電腦模擬模型啦。大家頭先其實都已經睇過一啲電腦模擬模型做出嚟嘅一啲影像嘅片段嚇。咁其實個模型咧嗰個用途都好大嘅嚇。咁除咗頭先嘅片段啦，大家見到摘要入面咧都有好多喺入面咧攞出嚟嘅一啲影像嘅嚇。咁而我哋其實都會做一啲互動嘅模型咧，咁等市民咧可以一個互動啲喺個電腦面前咧，可能佢可以選擇到睇到啟德我哋嗰啲建議嘅不同嘅畫面咁樣嚇，咁可以幫到佢哋咧更加了解暫時而家個規劃嘅情況，而俾更多嘅意見。咁另外亦都有實體模型啦嚇，實體模型亦都大家可以親身咁樣唔同角度好簡便咁樣睇到嗰、那個規劃嘅概念，咁而個概念本身咧，亦都可以睇到話喺三維之下嗰個立體嘅分布係點樣嚇，從而喺嗰方面咧都可以俾到意見咁。最後重申翻啦，呢、這個我哋第二階段嗰個公眾諮詢嘅要題就係、希望咧大家就住嗰個規劃理想發展主題同概念咧大眾市民可以俾多啲意見啦，亦都就住我哋土地利用嘅建議啦，同埋城市設計嘅概念咧，亦都可以俾意見咁樣。多謝各位。
好多謝阿孫先生。而呢個公眾參與嘅計劃咧，係參考咗委員會上兩次會議嘅一啲意見，無論喺個內容或者個形式上面啦。咁即係我見到咧，都即係同我哋俾咗個意見咧，好相近啊。咁我哋就多謝即係政府接納咗委員會嘅意見啦。咁我諗站在委員會角度咧，就即係個公眾參與嘅內容咧，係由政府即係規劃處主導啊。咁我哋委員會主要嘅角色咧，就係喺後期嗰個階段咧，做啟德論壇二嘅時候，咁就會即係由共建維港委員會去主持咁我首先第一點咧，就即係我哋從共建維港委員會嘅角度咧，我哋就即係預祝政府做呢個第二階段嘅公眾參與獲得圓滿成功啦嚇，即係預祝你先。咁委員會咧就有我建議有兩件事想大家去考慮啊。咁第一咧就係、是雖然呢個公眾參與嘅計劃係由規劃處去主導啦，去組織啦，咁但係喺過往咧就都有邀請我哋委員會或者邀請 HEC 咧做一個夥伴嘅機構，一個 collaborator。咁即係如果大家委員會冇反對意見咧，就我建議我哋都係仍然有一個咁樣 collaborator 咁樣嘅角色去即係支援今次呢個公眾參與嘅計劃。咁大家委員有問題啦？咁如果大家同意嘅話咧，就第二樣就可能同我哋切身一啲啦。就我觀察到咧，就好多公眾參與計劃咧，都係要走到出去咧，同區議會或者係一啲係專題嘅論壇啊。咁所有呢啲論壇咧，都需要有人去幫助去促進嗰個論壇嘅。咁當然咧就 即政府方面就會請各個顧問或者係專業部門去解話嚇。咁但係就我覺得呢啲都係我哋委員會可以做到個促進嘅工作。咁呢個促進工作咧，可能係做一個 panelist 啦，或者係幫手去主持一啲會議啦。咁個意思就唔係要我哋表達我哋嘅立場或者意見啦，因為我哋都想聽下啲公眾嘅意見。咁呢度咁多個會呢，就假如每一個會都可以有我哋委員會嘅出席，咁當然最好。咁不過我覺得如果委員能夠可以支持佢呢，即係參與喺嗰啲 panel 裏面呢，做一個 facilitator 呢，咁會更加理想。咁我哋確保呢，就每一個 event 呢，就 HEC 都有一個參與喺裏面。咁我提議就不如我哋請秘書處呢，或者規劃處呢，就喺會後再聯絡下委員，睇下有邊啲委員呢係有興趣。當然呢，我哋作為個別或者你所代表的團體呢，你可以個個都去曬，然後就表達你自己個團體的立場。但是如果作為 HEC 的 member 呢，作為我哋呢個委員會呢，我哋都可以有個角色，就是我哋做一個 facilitator， 即係去協助主持同埋協助歸納公眾嗰個意見。咁而家就係呢一個角色，我希望鼓勵大家去盡量多啲參與嘅。咁第一個咁嘅事件應該就是下星期嘅城市規劃委員會。咁我相信因為嗰個係一個 kick off 一個開始啦，咁所以我諗我都會同我建議咧就同埋政府方面聯繫一下，睇下即係如果適唔適宜咧係即係等我哋委員會有啲代表，或者甚至即係我去代表大家，亦都去觀察一下呢個個會議。即政府方面的報告啊，向城規會嗰個溝通，大家有冇其他嘅意見提出嚟 ？Mr. Brook，
Chairman， I think this is a very important point because, as we all know, the relationship between the community and administration is somewhat fraught, and how you package this and how you take it forward, I think is going to be very important. I must admit, I'd thought that this would go forward as an HEC initiative. And I'm slightly surprised that it's now has planning department and the consultants on the brochure, if you like, and the planning department are now taking the lead role. My view is that it, although it's a huge amount of work, it does stand more chance of success if it is branded HEC.
Nick, on this, I have to say that in the first stage, of the public participation, it has always been planning department which is leading the program, because as I said, this is unlike the Wan Chai case where HEC takes the lead, and therefore the HEC has to set up a subgroup which has undertaken a lot of work, but the advantage of the current program is that this document will not come under the HEC's name, and we will be more in the role of a neutral facilitator, because this has all the time been this committee's particular role.
Well, that's the view of the committee, obviously, I'm happy to accept.
Well, what I mean is that this is the mandate given to us by the main committee, the HEC.
Okay.
We haven't got the mandate from the main committee to commission an HEC-initiated project, other than the Kitech Forum, of which we have obtained an understanding from the main council, the main committee.
Okay. I mean, if that's how it is, so be it. The other thing I was just going to mention was undue haste. Seems to me that this is being pushed through. Mm-hmm. I know we've got a new chief executive, and I know the new priorities, but this is being pushed through at one hell of a rate, if I may put it crudely. And again, you know, the potential for derailment, I think particularly if you do things in a hurry. I mean, there are obviously a number of concerns being expressed today. Hopefully those will be reflected to some extent in the document. I just think, we've got to get this right, and we've taken time deliberately to make sure that we are getting it right. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we seem to have accelerated and put down on the pedal, right? I mean, I just want a reassurance from planning department and government, if they are going to drive this, that they really think that these series of meetings is realistic, and they're going to get a reasonable response from the public within that very, very short window. It's literally a month. You're looking to get answers from the community at large within a month. It's very tight, very tight.
Yes. Any other views? Yes, Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. That's, yeah, I certainly support Nick's view on the time frame for the consultation. I was just going to ask a question about the stakeholder analysis that was done and whether or not we've identified all the stakeholders, because, again, this is fast track. If we haven't identified all the stakeholders, then, you know, there's the problem is that derailment will occur. This past experience of we weren't consulted, consultation didn't take place, arises from, I think, failure at stakeholder analysis stage. So I realise there was a stage one participation done, but have we got all the stakeholders, and are we confident that they're all being consulted through this quite a comprehensive programme? But there may be gaps in there, so I'm just concerned that you know, the time frame may not allow us to get to everybody, and then that may allow a derailment later when people say we weren't consulted. So a period of maybe a couple of weeks just to re-go over that stakeholder analysis would be useful. I'd certainly also add that in terms of presenting the information when going to the public with this information, I think it's, although the graphics are very compelling, and I think particularly the videos give a flavour of what's there, I think you need to maybe present some more fundamental and more basic packages of information. And I'll use the example of the visual corridors, because I think when I look at the ridgeline loss as one issue, and I'd use this because it's quite a simple one. It's quite clear when you read the document that it's based on a 20% ridgeline preservation from two sites. But I think people need to see that, and they need to see that from those vantage points that have been identified in the document. And I'm not sure whether or not, I mean, I can't see that from the material that's being presented here. So I think if we can take it back to the sort of that, you know, if we've done these analyses from these particular points, let's present the information in that way. And if each nugget of information that we're trying to present can be sort of taken back to the sort of the basics, then I think that would be very helpful.
Raymond 或者 Eric 可唔可以回應一下喺個時間表嗰方面啊？有冇一啲彈性啊？即係會唔會太過密咧？特別係其中一個論壇咧，就最多人有興趣嗰個論壇啊，可能係最多人有興趣嗰個啦。啟德名渠嗰個咧就係12月19號，咁啊，即係會唔會問一啲啊？咁有冇彈性啊？
係，多謝主席。其實那個時間咧係其實係都係非常之緊迫，亦都有好多活動喺未來嗰兩個月嗰度嚟到去發生進行。咁而家我哋所有嘅咧就係即係 tentatively， 我哋而家現在咧就係即係 book 到啲地方，亦都作到啲安排。咁如果係大家係需要多啲時間，或者係需要長啲嘅時間做諮詢嘅話，其實我哋可以即係去到一月嗰時，其實都有啲彈性嘅，因為研究我哋係即係繼續咁進行噶嘛。我哋而家係做呢個概念圖嗰個公眾參與嘅計劃，我哋收嘅意見，而我哋目的就係喺整個即係檢討研究嗰度，希望可以達至到一個即係初步嘅發展大綱圖。即係換句話講，即係我哋係有某一個時限去做呢個公眾參與嘅工作，但係嗰個唔係一個即係絕對嘅一個死線，即係話係唔可以再聽意見。因為喺制定嗰個初步嗰個發展大綱圖嗰度咧，我哋都係有需要將嗰啲意見嘅融合嘅。主席剛才你一個具體的問題就是在12月19號我們暫時定話即係喺嗰日去做一個專題一啲嘅討論，做一個啟德名渠。即係如果那個時間是緊迫的，咁我哋都可以去睇睇係揾到一個適當嘅地點嚟到去即係俾多啲時間去準備呢一個咁樣嘅呢個專題去討論呢個啟德名渠嗰個議案。咁但係初步嚟講咧，我哋係即係嗰個日子咧係場地啊，支援嗰方面咧，我哋有喺度嘅。咁至於另外一個問題，有關嗰、那個stakeholder analysis 嗰個問題咧，透過第一次公眾參與嗰個經驗咧，其實我哋係同即係好多唔同嘅 stakeholder 係即係建立咗某一個程度嘅大家互相嘅聯繫嘅。咁我哋今次嗰個活動咧，我哋都係即係都係用翻呢啲咁嘅經驗，同佢哋繼續保持翻聯絡。咁除此之外咧，即係如果各位委員係即係發覺有邊一個stakeholder groups， 我哋可能係即係漏睇咗嘅話咧，我哋好歡迎各位提點我哋，咁我哋都會同佢哋去聯絡。咁喺整個呢、這個公眾參與嗰個期間咧，咁我哋係會即係 打開咗我哋個門口，我哋都係好歡迎任何人士咧，即係對於呢個啟德有興趣嘅咧，咁我哋都會向佢去向佢哋解釋我哋而家嗰啲概念圖係點樣樣，亦都聽佢哋嗰啲意見嘅。多謝主席。
計劃呢啲計劃呢啲活動嘅時候咧，咁都同啲持份者同埋同區議會咧多啲聯繫，甚至喺個時間表上面咧都同佢哋多啲聯繫。啊，林教授。
主席，我有個問題咧，就想翻翻你個水質模擬個結果嘅發放，以至到點樣同而家成個規劃個過程咧嚟到去配合。因為早些時候咧，我從阿黃生嗰邊了解咧，就係要到出年年中咧，可能先會有一啲嘅答案啦。咁而我哋而家三個嘅規劃概念咧，其實都基於個假設咧，就係水質冇問題噶啦。好啦。咁希望係咁樣啊，咁但係如果係有問題嘅時候，咁點樣咧？我哋嗰條路又點走法咧？咁我諗我哋都可能需要嚟到諗諗。
即係黃生，斷估十月十九號你都未有個答案㗎。
會未有嘅，不過我多謝阿林教授呢一個提點咯。我諗我會或者會後我哋再同阿林教授即傾傾，我哋都係呢方面會點樣去即係再向前行咁樣。我諗呢個係一個好實在的問題嘅，我哋要諗諗。
我想阿黃生就講咗咧，即係最後個 firm 啊，嗰個結果係要出年年中啦。但係我覺得我哋又唔可以話等到佢哋做曬，然後先至去同公眾傾下呢個啟德名期嘅問題嘅。即係我哋現階段都要俾佢哋知道做成點，有咩可能性。其他意見咧？好，如果冇咧，就即係我再重複剛才講嘅，就係即係希望預祝呢一次嘅公眾參與可以成功啦。咁亦都要請大家委員咧多啲支持嘅。咁我哋嘅最後嘅議程就係其他事項，有冇其他嘅大家想提出？
我哋冇收到委員建議嘅其他事項嘅。關於下一次會議嘅時間咧，就應該係12月20日，係一個星期二嘅下午嚟嘅。多謝主席。
好。咁希望喺跟住嘅公眾參與嘅活動，特別咧喺啟德。個跑道末端嗰個高爾夫球場嗰個地方咧，可以見到大家。好，咁我哋會議喺呢度結束，多謝。